NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte says the alliance will reinforce Europe's eastern flank as Russia's war in Ukraine threatens to spill over. He spoke after talks with NATO's Supreme Allied Commander in Europe, U.S. General Alexis Krinkevich. Rutte stressed that allies will add aircraft, ships and ground-based defenses to the thousands of NATO troops already deployed.
General Krinkevich and I are here to announce that NATO is launching Eastern Sentry to bolster our posture even further along our eastern flank. This military activity will commence in the coming days and will involve a range of assets from allies including Denmark, France, United Kingdom, Germany and others. In addition to more traditional military capabilities, this effort will also feature elements designed to address the particular challenges associated with the use of drones.
That was a reference to at least 19 suspected Russian drones that recently violated Polish airspace. Moscow claims the drones strayed into Poland while striking Ukraine, but Rutte called the incident reckless and unacceptable, a view echoed by U.S. President Donald Trump.
Could have been a mistake, but regardless, I'm not happy about anything having to do with that whole situation. But hopefully it's going to come to an end.
On Saturday, Polish and Allied aircraft were again scrambled due to a renewed threat of drone strikes in western Ukraine. No incursion was reported this time. But neighboring Romania said Russian drones also entered its airspace, prompting two F-16s to intercept. Rutte said NATO's new mission, dubbed Eastern Sentry, is designed to show the alliance's resolve and ability to defend every inch of its territory. French Reval fighter jets, Danish F-16s, a frigate, and ground-based air defenses are already being pledged amid fears the war could escalate into a broader conflict.
For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.